USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential hopefuls are spending their Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday by campaigning in South Carolina. Former Vice President Joe Biden says President Trump has undone the progress that was made during the Obama administration.
We have a president who embraces white supremacists, who rips families apart at the border. We have to defeat him, but we have no alternative. None.
The Department of Homeland Security under former President Barack Obama did separate illegal alien families at the U.S.-Mexico border, although it was done on a case-by-case basis. President Trump's attorneys are calling the impeachment charges offensive to the Constitution. The legal team also says the Senate needs to speedily reject the articles of impeachment and acquit President Trump. That Senate impeachment trial is set to begin on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
A new report takes a look at the world's richest and poorest people. In USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has some of the findings.
The report says the world's richest 2,000 people have more wealth than the poorest 4.6 billion people combined. The study from Oxfam also finding women around the world work 12.5 billion hours a day without pay, contributing nearly $11 trillion in value to the world economy. That's three times more than the technology sector. The head of Oxfam India says people around the world are protesting such inequality, where the rich avoid taxes while others don't have access to basics like clean water. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Police Chief Richard Smith is identifying the alleged shooter of a nightclub in Kansas City, Missouri, as 29-year-old Jerron Swift. According to Smith, 15 people were injured and 2 were killed, including Swift. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Super Bowl 54 is set for February 2nd at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, Florida. The Kansas City Chiefs will be playing against the San Francisco 49ers. Former NFL player Jack Brewer says it will be hard for the Chiefs to beat the 49ers.
You know what? I want to see my old coach Andy Reid win his first championship. You know, he had some rough ones there with the Eagles. But, you know, it's going to be hard to beat this San Francisco team. If I had to put money on the game, it'd definitely be on San Francisco because their defense is just that dominant. You watch them, they're able to get pressure on the quarterback with only 4 down linemen, and that just changes the game for you defensively.
Drew, we're speaking there on Fox News. During a speech at a charity event, Prince Harry said the decision to leave his royal duties was in part because the media is a powerful force. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
Britain's Prince Harry says he and his wife Meghan simply had no choice but to step back from their royal duties. He says they want to try and live more peaceful lives.
Once Meghan and I were married, we were excited, we were hopeful, and we were here to serve. For those reasons, it brings me great sadness that it has come to this.
In a speech to a charity organization, Harry says, "Our hope was to continue serving the Queen, the Commonwealth, and my military associations without any public fundings. Sadly, that wasn't possible."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.